This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Under the guise of fast-tracking housing and infrastructure construction, consistent standards and better flood and hazard management across the province, the Ontario government is proposing to amalgamate 36 existing conservation authorities into 7 larger regional bodies with oversight from a provincial agency. The plan, announced in November 2025, has already received harsh criticism from several municipalities and conservation authorities through the public consultation period, which ended in late December. Those in opposition have voiced concerns over the loss of local environmental knowledge, reduced community engagement, potential job losses, and disruption to critical flood management. When it comes to Haliburton County, only a fraction falls under Conservation Authority jurisdiction, that being a tiny portion in Highlands East, managed by Crow Valley Conservation. And yet the Kawartha Conservation Authority manages source water protection here. Canoe FM spoke with a number of local organizations who fear how the amalgamation of conservation authorities will impact the local environment and, in turn, the county's economy. Susan Hay is the president of Environment Haliburton. While she understands the need to speed up new home construction across the province, the environment shouldn't pay the price. She's worried about the loss of on-the-ground data knowledge, protection of species at risk, and wetland health.
Monitoring of these kinds of things is very important. And with the amalgamation of conservation authorities, that kind of monitoring will be compromised, I expect. With the amalgamation of conservation authorities, there will be less intimate knowledge of the watershed, of the wetlands. And I believe the intent of the provincial government is to build homes faster, which is a good intention. However, we can't build homes in areas that are sensitive, such as wetlands or too close to wetlands, which are important for storage of water, preventing floods, and they're important for the habitat for a diverse array of species of birds, fish, animals, insects, all important to our environmental health. It does make me worried for the future, and I believe that the Ford government has prioritized development over the protection of our natural areas. Defunding conservation authorities in a time of a climate crisis makes no sense to me. Housing is a crisis, but if we don't respect our natural environment, we are going to negatively impact water quality, drinking water quality, lake water quality, fisheries, which is important to Haliburton. You know, Haliburton being a tourist economy, these ideas apply to all over Ontario. And if we lose our water quality, lose our water quantity because we cut down too many trees, we pave over too many wetlands, we're going to be in trouble. And you can't have an economy without a healthy environment.
Mark Mahowski is the CAO of Kawartha Conservation, having been with the authority for 26 years. The organization monitors and reports on source water protection for a wide swath of land area from Algonquin Park to the Trent Waterway and southward to the Bay of Quinte. Like Hay, he's concerned about the loss of local watershed knowledge and long-term damage to the environment, and has joined several other municipalities and conservation authorities opposed to such a drastic revamp.
It certainly would be a pretty big change in how we operate in a general sense if this does go forward. It is a proposal at this moment, but I know the province certainly has intentions of moving this forward in some way, shape, or form. The thing that I see as probably the most impactful is that the local context could suffer when you talk about something currently. Our watershed is 2,500 square kilometers. That would increase in this regional model to 16,500 square kilometers, which is about 3 times the size of PEI. So there's a very realistic possibility that ensuring the local stays in the conservation programming. I can see that ultimately there would be a more regional approach, which would have different benefits, but certainly not as local as our current context. The other part that really strikes me is the funding aspect as well, because the funding in a consolidation model, I don't see as saving costs. Certainly, I see that there are increased costs as a result of this, but no cost savings per se for everyone, which ends up on the taxpayers' dollar ultimately. So we get our funds from municipalities, and so this would impact municipal tax levies. Our traditional watershed jurisdiction doesn't include any portion of Haliburton. We're contained on the north end within the city of Kortha Lakes. From a source water perspective, those boundaries expand to take in water systems very specifically. So in that case, we do cover off most of Haliburton County. So the waters of the Trent River drain from the top end of Algonquin Park and through two big river systems, the Gull and the Burnt. And those end up being part of the Trent system, which exits into Lake Ontario right around Bay of Quinte there. It's a big area. And so from a source water perspective, the programming on the source water side wouldn't be affected, but the governance model probably would.
Mahorsky says the existing conservation authority model has worked well over the past 8 decades. Their role has been to manage natural resources and protect communities from natural hazards like flooding and erosion. That said, he understands the need to build homes in Ontario, but done so the right and responsible way.
Well, there's no doubt that the Conservation Authority model is widely touted across the provinces and even internationally. That's a really good model to work off of. It is something that has certainly improved not only the resourcing of natural hazard management, looking at floodplain studies, for instance, and being able to mobilize that. Federal government provides some funding for that, and Ontario is one of the leaders in the uptake of that funding because we are organized. And so this really ultimately benefits communities because there is we take a holistic view to natural hazard management. So it's not only keeping people out of situations that might cause them harm or their infrastructure that they build. So houses, garages, any other kind of infrastructure that might be impacted. We want to make sure that that is protected, but that helps with insurance as well. So you don't have to be without insurance if you're in an area that constantly floods, which is kind of one of those worst scenarios that you want to experience. But we also look at it in a more holistic fashion, which is planting trees, because trees help keep the water on the land where it's meant to be. And also looking at wetlands, trying to protect those as well. So being able to make sure that environmentally, there's a better model that is employed as opposed to removing forests, for instance, or doing other things that impact that water balance, which ultimately ends up in more severe flooding if you're not careful, which is really why CAs were created in the first place. So I totally agree with the concept that housing is important, it's necessary, and that it can be done in the right areas. And that's really what conservation authorities are about, is finding a way to make sure that things can work. But ultimately, in some cases, it's not a good idea to build in some places. And so making sure that that occurs, responsible development is important. And we are also interested in making sure that development goes quickly as well. So it's really important for us to make sure that development occurs efficiently, timely, but also responsibly.
Leora Berman is the founder of the Land Between and Turtle Guardians in Haliburton. It's a grassroots organization focused on preserving the unique bioregion in central Ontario that stretches from the Frontenac Arch near Kingston in the east to Georgian Bay and Southern Parry Sound in the west, and northwards to the Canadian Shield, encompassing much of Ontario's cottage country like the Kawarthas and Muskokas. And while Berman understands the amalgamation doesn't impact Haliburton County directly, the long-term impact could certainly be felt here.
There's a cascade effect that, again, doesn't affect Haliburton County the same way as it does the rest of Southern Ontario. So in terms of my comments about that, I'm not sure that folks in Haliburton would be so concerned, except that it is one of a multitude of severe cuts to things that even the good old party put in place. And these cuts, they're under the guise of faster development, but that's not actually what's happening. And they're not fixing a housing issue whatsoever. What they're doing is allowing favored companies to build. And why those companies get favor of this government or not is the question of the day. But the fact that that now becomes the nature of the way we do business, so that it's not a fair market and it's not answering the housing crisis at all. And it's freaking out insurance companies. In the meantime, the government has undermined the species at risk legislation. In the Conservation Authorities Act, it's wetlands. So it's just been one thing after another that is also undermining Indigenous rights and title. And Indigenous peoples are truly our allies. Very same heritage practices of hunting and angling and the connection to the land and how we enjoy the land in the Highlands. These guys are our allies. So there's a lot of shakeup that's happened. And the result, again, is a favoring of a few at the discretion of the government, and not answering the true problems of the day.
The Land Between has worked hard over many years compiling the largest database on lake health, as well as flood mapping. As a wetland ecologist, Berman knows the important connection between our lake health, wetlands, and our local economy.
we've always been really grassroots. People have mistaken us for government, but I think that's probably because we do really broad work. So, you know, we've got like the largest database on lake health in Ontario, and most of the data for up here, we've done flood mapping for the entire Highlands. So maybe that's why they've confused us, but we still remain pretty grassroots. Our GDP in Halliburton is really reliant on the condition of the environment. So if you look at Muskoka, who had blue-green algae outbreaks, the housing, the cottage development and the cottage prices plummeted around Lake St. Joseph, etc. So Halliburton has a bit more buffering because we've got more soil and Muskoka doesn't, but we've got fisheries that are just not just outstanding, but very vulnerable. So when I look at wetlands, for instance, and the lack of regard for these systems and the lack of understanding of what a small wetland is doing. Oh, it's not doing anything. We can just fill it in. You are actually dismantling the basis of our economies.
If approved, the implementation of the amalgamated conservation authorities from 36 to 7 could take place as early as 2027.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.